website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you on board today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on a very serious, grave issue that we're going to talk about today. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We do not base our thoughts and accumulative discussion about an issue based on denominational dogma, or based on philosophical rhetoric, or based on some political ideology. We base our discussion and end conversation on what does the Word of God say, the B-I-B-L-E, as we used to sing it in Vacation Bible School and Sunday School less than 100 years ago. I pray that you recognize that word, the B-I-B-L-E. It is the truth book, as I like to call it. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed." By the way, that word indeed simply can be translated or changed into truly. Let me read that again. "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, or truly, surely you're my disciples, and ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause there and interrupt my own monologue. When we talk about truth, when we look at it from the basis of you shall know the truth, listen, if we do not stay in the Word, if we do not study the Word, know the Word, and be acclimated to what the Word of God says, we will never be able to recognize truth from error, that which is farcical, phony, and far out from the reality. We'll never recognize it unless we're in the Word of God. God's Word illumines our hearts, directs our path, and illumines our pathway. Ladies and gentlemen, it is only through the Word of God. And Jesus reminds his disciples of that. He's saying, if you continue in my word, that is to stay constantly dwelling in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And the centrality of truth is Jesus himself. Thy word is truth. Jesus says, it is me. I am the centrality of truth. John 17:17, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. That's a pretty lengthy period of time. It means never-ending, always operative, the truth of the Lord. However, I quote from a man that of yesteryear, George Orwell. Orwell was a secularist, so I do not embrace his thoughts, his feelings, his philosophical rhetoric in general. But in his dystopian novel that was published in 1947, 48, and 49, it became really high profile in the early 80s because it was Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I find that to be factually true even today. Ladies and gentlemen, what is truth? Jesus says, I'm truth. I'm the centrality of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And in part, let me just read you one brief paragraph of what DeMint said out of a large overview. He said this, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, a half-truth is a whole lie. You cannot believe or embrace a half-truth. There are a lot of things in society today that sounds good, sounds legitimate, and has a modicum of truth in it. I've used an illustration like this. If I were to open a one-gallon jug of grade-A vitamin D milk and put one little teeny drop of arsenic in it and shake it up, would you be the first one to take a swallow? No. And that's what we're doing today with so many things that is being embraced in society. That's one of the things we'll talk about today. And simply put, the question, the issue is this. Should Christians celebrate Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa. I'm going to let you pause over that a moment. Kwanzaa generally, if you've got a cell telephone, if you've got an iPad, you've got any type of handheld device or a computer that you pull up, you look at the calendar. On every calendar that's in any electronic device today, you'll find December the 26th through January the 1st. They only show one date, December the 26th, as being the holiday called Kwanzaa. The federal government approved that a number of years ago and placed it on our calendar. If I'm not mistaken, it was Barack Hussein Obama that authorized that to become a federal holiday, Kwanzaa. Most banks will be closed on Kwanzaa because it's the celebration that is viewed as a national celebration. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you what we're going to say today may surprise multitudes of you. What we're going to say today may cause some to be angry and rejecting what we're going to say on this broadcast. Now, I'm not responsible for your attitude, for your response, but I'm responsible before God to bring the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm responsible as a messenger of God, as a watchman on the tower, to warn you of truth. It's your decision then whether you're going to listen and heed what is true, and shy away from anything that's false, phony, and that will in any way deter, detract from, or discourage you in your Christian walk, especially in our celebration this season for Christmas. May I say to you, there's a need for us to embrace truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That should be the admonition that's embraced by every Christian today. We're going to seek it, listen to it, love it, tell it, live it, and stand for truth. That's my challenge to you today, especially with the very, very, very difficult yet very grave issue that we're talking about when we talk about a celebration and holiday that's viewed by most Americans as a federal holiday. It's on your calendars, so therefore it is looked at as being legitimate. It is not legitimate. It is not something that is authentic. It is not something that should be embraced by Christians and or any person in America today. That's what we're going to talk about. I got Brother Ken Microfresh with me today. Brother Ken and I will talk about this issue, and the telephone lines after a brief monologue will be opened and invite you to call in. I want to hear from you today. Number one, do you celebrate Kwanzaa? Are you familiar with what Kwanzaa is all about? Do you know the origin of Kwanzaa? Are you familiar with the fact it was designed from a black racist to divide the white Christians and the black community? It is part of the Marxist agenda of dividing our nation based on racial lines. He was one that had an organization called U.S. It's not USA. It means United Slaves. And his focus was, as we'll talk about later in the broadcast, his focus was to get black Christians to stop celebrating a white Christmas holiday celebration as he viewed it. It was a divisive, false, phony, fake Marxist holiday from a criminal, literally criminal, we'll talk about that, with a desired purpose of pulling Christian black Christians away from the celebration of Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about, ladies and gentlemen, the professional landscape and lawn care equipment and the personal or the homeowner landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? Very good question. Tools for Time is at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply introduce our issue today, as I've touched on and pointed at briefly in the pre-monologue. But ladies and gentlemen, I find it amazing. I find it, frankly, sad to find Christians that are so anemic in the Word of God, in biblical truth, that many are prone to believe a lie. Why would a Christian want to celebrate a fake, phony, racist, anti-God holiday? That's my question. The question today is twofold. What is Kwanzaa? And should Christians, conservatives, or any American, should there be a reason to be involved in the celebration of Kwanzaa? Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, it is a fake, phony holiday that was intended and created by a racist, criminal, communist individual. I can't put it any more simple and any more direct than that. Listen, on all modern handheld devices, I touched on it a moment ago, you'll find on cell phones, iPads, computers, on your calendar, when you pull your electronic calendar up, you'll find embedded in your calendar a holiday called Kwanzaa, to be celebrated the 26th of December each year through 7 days, this year to be the 26th of December through January the 1st of 2026. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just start it off by reading you from a large article. The headline says, Kwanzaa, a fake holiday with a racist goal created by a criminal madman. Now, I don't know how you can get any more, any clearer than that. Don't know how you can have a greater umbrella of explaining it. But I want to read two or three brief paragraphs to start our dialogue and discussion with Brother Ken and open lines for you as we discuss it. This article reads, one year, people around my age woke up, this is the writer now, around my age woke up, discovered that the holiday season of Christmas and New Year's became a trio with the addition of something called Kwanzaa. Oh, sure, there were rumblings of a new holiday. This new holiday raises questions. Why is a day invented in 1966 by a rapist who ran a black separatist group considered by some as a holiday par with Christmas or New Year's? Kwanzaa began the day after Christmas, December the 26th, ends on January the 1st. Part of the tradition of the 1st was observed by many Americans in drinking tradition, the traditional hair of a dog. You heard me right. To avoid a hangover from the previous evening's New Year's celebration. Some claim that Kwanzaa is a holiday observed all over the world. However, the truth is that that is a lie. Kwanzaa is a day celebrated exclusively in the United States of America. It's not celebrated in any other parts of the world, including any part of Africa. The name Kwanzaa comes from the phrase Swahili language, meaning just a Kwanzaa, or to translate it into the first fruits of the harvest. And I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. Let me drop down a little further in the article. The man who created the holiday, M-A-U-L-A-N-A, Kwanzaa, K-E-R-E-N-G-A, born with the real name Ronald McKinley Everett, described the celebration as an all-season celebration and practice for good. The problem with that statement is that he is anything but good. He was convicted in 1971 of torturing two women who were members of his organization called U.S., that's United Slaves, a black nationalist cult he had founded. Carenza, K-A-R-E-N-G-A, is the man's name, entered into the courtroom in 1971, where he was eventually sentenced 1 to 10 years in prison, felonious assaults, and false imprisonment. And he goes on to give the gory details of what he had done to these two women, which I will not belabor at this point for your understanding. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to hear from you. Do you celebrate Kwanzaa? Have you ever celebrated Kwanzaa? Why did you do it? Why are you doing it? What do you find in it that is for a Christian, a conservative, or a moralist? Why should you want to do so? So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going with the broadcast today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Just one statement further. So just what is the false, phony, fake, created holiday? I've got a list, as long as you arm, of trying to give an overview of this fake, phony, false, created holiday. It was created out of whole cloth. And listen, if I fail to tell you on this broadcast today, everything, not some things, not part things, everything, every part, every parcel of what is celebrating called Kwanzaa that supposedly came from the roots out of Africa with African cultures and the different African tribes, not one shred of evidence links Kwanzaa with anything that's ever been celebrated in Africa. Does not match. All of the names it's given for the 7 days with the lighting of the candles and the special food, supposedly special food that was eaten by the Africans that holiday comes out of. Supposedly, it's not true. It's a false, phony, fake holiday created by a criminal racist. And one of the major, major points of Marxism, out of the 10 points of Marxism, as you've heard me say before, I boil it down to three things. Number one is to divide the nation by radical racism. Secondly, to divide and destroy the nuclear family. And third, to dethrone God. And I believe this Kwanzaa has the elements of all three of those statements coming right out of the Marxist handbook, if you will. I believe he was a socialist, Marxist, communist. I believe he was a black racist. I believe that the decision was made based on all I've read, all I've interviewed in relationship to the articles down through the years. And every year about this same time, I bring a similar broadcast to warn Americans of the danger of being beguiled, being deceived, to ultimately destroy the morals, ethics, and values and a certain part of the culture in America. And to reiterate one statement, it is supposedly celebrated globally. The fact is, it's celebrated in America only. I don't care what you read. I don't care. In fact, there are a number of articles out there on some of the Google platforms, because Google's going to lie about anything that's said. But according to some of the Google information, it's a wonderful holiday. It blends the African-Americans, as it's called, with the cultural American culture in general. And it has nothing to do with racism, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, I've got research, I've got proof, I've got definitive statements in relationship to the founder of Kwanzaa that it is simply designed to draw away, pull away, prevent black Christians from celebrating the birth of Christ called Christmas, and to prevent black Jewish people from celebrating Hanukkah. That's the twofold reality of what Kwanzaa is about. So, ladies and gentlemen, before I ask Brother Ken to speak to it, I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question or comments, please.
Yes, sir. It's a deception. It really is, because really, Hanukkah, when the Jews was attacked, I think about, I can't remember the year, but that's why they celebrate Hanukkah. Because God supplied them all that time when I think, I can't remember the nation that told them to slaughter a pig. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And the priest said, no, And they did not do it, and they were outnumbered. I think like 10 to 1, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, Brother Kenneth, I think you've got confused now. Antiochus Epiphanes and what he did to the Jewish people, went into the temples, slaughtered a pig, put the pig head on the altar in the temple, and started the Maccabean Wars, as it's called, which is the silent years between the final book in the Old Testament and the book of Matthew in the New Testament. We're talking about today what is called Kwanzaa, K-W-A-N-Z-A, Kwanzaa. And Kwanzaa is developed by, it came into reality by a black racist that wanted to prevent white people, urge white people, white Christians from celebrating Christmas and to prevent black Jewish people from celebrating Hanukkah. So may I say to you, or ask you the question, are you familiar with Kwanzaa? Have you ever celebrated Kwanzaa? Do you know those that celebrate Kwanzaa? What do you hear? What do you know? Why are they saying they celebrate Kwanzaa?
No, sir. I mean, Kwanzaa, that's crazy. I think it was a Maccabean war or something. But I know one thing. That's why they celebrate Hanukkah.
Well,
they celebrate, Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah.
Well, Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah, and that was the reason. That's true. But we have today, and this holiday now originated in 1966. It is relative to you. It is relative current. It would be called a modern holiday. It was celebrated. It was started by a man that was a black racist. He hated Christians, white Christians in particular, and he did something, his own words, to keep black Christians from celebrating Christmas and to prevent black Jewish people from celebrating Hanukkah. So that's the reason the false, phony, fake, man-created holiday was done in 1966. And so I'm wanting to warn every Christian, black or white, Jewish or not, I warn every Christian, every Jewish person, to recognize it is a tool by Satan of divisiveness in America to tear down and destroy the culture in America. And that is where God doesn't see red, white, or blue. God doesn't see black or white. He sees one race of people. And I want us to dwell on that today and the recognition that God has a purpose. And the purpose that God has is to bring about every human being under the gospel of Jesus Christ and to know Christ as Savior. But this fake, phony, false created holiday by a criminal, a racist criminal, is not something that can bring us together. It will totally separate. It totally destroys the unity of the races in America. And contrary to what some writers will tell you, that Kwanzaa is celebrated around the globe, that is an absolute 100% lie. There's no evidence that Kwanzaa is celebrated by any other nation or state other than the United States of America. And so I want us to be aware of that. But Kenneth, God bless you, brother. Thank you for calling. And we need to keep looking up recognition that our redemption draweth nigh. Brother Ken, give us a little summary thought, your thoughts summarizing what you've researched and what you're familiar with about Kwanzaa. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it something that we should celebrate? Is it something that banks should be closed because of? Is it something that should be on our calendar as a federal holiday? What are your thoughts?
Okay. Good morning. Thank you for having me today. Good morning to all of our listeners. I want to say this as like an introductory statement. Without any reservation whatsoever, I openly admit that I have a biblical worldview.
Amen.
And the scriptures are the basis of all my faith, beliefs, and practices. And for the born-again Christian, for myself, the Bible just isn't a book that sits on the shelf. Mm-hmm. It's the spectacles through which we look at reality as we see it, and all of its history, morality, principles, doctrines, even holidays, and we interpret them accordingly, mm-hmm. based on what the scripture says. I also think it's critical to say this, analysis of a system of beliefs or separating from those beliefs that we find to be contrary from the scriptures is not an act of hatred to anyone.
That's right, amen.
And it's an act of self-preservation. Mm-hmm. And it's foolish to stay in a deadly poison well when you know the water is 99% pure, but the 1% will get you. That's not charity. That's suicide.
That's right.
And I think of 1 Timothy 4:16, takes heed unto thyself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So now moving on to Kwanzaa and my research, I have some practical issues with Dr. Karenga and his philosophy and the corresponding holiday that he invented. I also have some spiritual issues with Dr. Karenga and his philosophy and corresponding holiday. You brought out some of them. If it's supposed to be an effort to connect or reconnect the Africans that were transplanted to the United States back to their African heritage, he gave a one-size-fits-all summary, but he only sourced it, and as you said, you can't really find it in much of Africa or if anywhere. And Africa, I mean, you don't have to look very far, is one of the most ethnically and culturally diverse continents on the earth.
That's right.
When discussing cultures of people that are from African descent, that are black people, the scale is immense. There's over 3,000 ethnic groups. And with all the dialects, there's over 3,000 languages.
That's right.
Mr. Karenga chose Swahili and some rather vague principles that he put out, these seven principles that are supposed to represent this diverse 3,000 ethnic groups getting reconnected back to their heritage. And I find it, personally, I find it offensive that if the effort is to reconnect back to their authentic heritage and you just take a needle in a haystack and try to pull everybody into that, I think it defeats the purpose. So, I find in a practical sense, what he claimed to do, what he tried to do, is just error right coming right out of the gate.
Absolutely. And it's not only, as you said, what he tried to do, but I believe there was a manifestly evil intent on what he was doing, based on some of his own words that I'll touch on later in the broadcast. His desired purpose was, number one, to simply prevent or to draw away black Christians from celebrating the birth of Christ. And he spoke very clearly on that. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, gentlemen. I'll tell you the truth. I only heard of Kwanzaa about 8 years ago. And I went to one of the events, and I enjoyed it because they sat around and they talked about not just the heritage, but also, you know, things they did back in the day. But I don't celebrate it, and I believe in my heart that, look, Africans don't even accept black Americans. It is all just messed up, and trying to create something out of nothing instead of letting it go and just have pride in your heart for who you are, it really doesn't make any sense, because it's like black Americans, we don't have a station, because it is a shame if you were to really look at it and feel it, how the Africans dislike, because they say we're not pure.
Terry, you're exactly right. One of the things that we find when you study all that there is about Kwanzaa, the goal and the focus is divisiveness and not unity. And yet some of his claims was unity, but that is not found, definitively not found, any place in any of the cultural claims that is made. In fact, what I do in my study of Kwanzaa and the research year after year about the subject of Kwanzaa, I find that it's disingenuous for anybody on any website or anybody that's proclaiming its validity to say that it is something that brings you together. It is divisive from the very foundation, and that was his purpose, as he called himself a black nationalist, was to divide and destroy. And God sees only one race. That's the human race. God doesn't see red, yellow, black, or white. God sees humanity. For for our fallen condition and desiring for us to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior. Terry, our time is up for this half of the broadcast. Lady, thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll come right back as we continue our issue today. Should Christians celebrate Kwanzaa? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
In Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.